Hi, my name is Simon Yeager, and in this video, I'll showcase the Dynamic Dialogue Bot sample. This sample is about building a bot, which is entirely dependent on a separate storage. That means that every card, every button, every piece of text and action is coming from that separate data storage. That allows us to create a very dynamic bot with lots of different responses that creates for a very great and very much more personal experience. So, in order to run the sample on your own machine, there's a couple of things that you need to do. The first thing is just to get the files onto your own machine. And the second thing here is to get an Azure SQL database. I've already created one for the sake of time. But for you, you want to go ahead and click on that new button. You want to search for SQL database and then fill out the configuration. The only thing that you really need to remember from that configuration is the username and the password, which we're going to need when we configure the API for the bot so that they can talk to this data storage. So assuming you've done that, let's go ahead and drill into the API itself. The API is located in the Dynamic Dialogue API folder. And in here is a solution file. So double click on that, and that will bring up all of that code and the entire project into Visual Studio. So in here, we need to configure this project and this web API essentially to talk to that Azure SQL database. To do that, we can use the SQL Server Object Explorer to actually find a great way of figuring out the connection string and getting it prepared with schemas and data. So to start off, let's get into the SQL Server Object Explorer. And if you don't see it, you can go to View and click on SQL Server Object Explorer. Click on Add SQL Server. Expand Azure, click on the database that you just created, and then fill out the password that you defined for the database server. At this point, if you look to the right, you'll usually have a properties window. If you don't have it, you can go into the views menu again and find a properties window in there to bring it open. And in here, there's a connection string. What you want to do is just to copy this one, and then in the solution explorer, you want to drill into the appsettings.json file. In here, you need to replace the your connection string part with that connection string that you just copied. And you'll notice that the password isn't actually in here. So we need to remove those stars and then put the password in here and save that. So at this point, we're actually ready to talk to the database. So let's go ahead now and prepare it with all of those schemas that it needs. So we can do that through the Package Manager console, which you can reach by going through the Tools menu and then into the NuGet Package Manager and then hit Package Manager console. And in here, there's just two different commands that you need to run. The first one is called Add Migration. And you hit Enter and then you run this one. And the last one is called Update Database. Hit Enter and then let this one run as well. I've already done this for the sake of time, but these two commands should be very, very quick to run. So at this point, we should have the schemas in the database. You can actually go ahead and confirm that through the SQL Server Object Explorer by just expanding the nodes and the SQL Server that you actually just created. So what we're really interested in, though, is to get in the data in here and fill it with something that we can actually have some fun with. So to do that, we'll go ahead and get into the files. And in here, there's a folder which is called scripts. Here's a single file that you can open and just copy all of that content. And now you should go back to Visual Studio and the SQL Server Object Explorer, right-click on your Azure SQL database, and paste all of that content. Be sure to actually switch from the master database to your database, and then click on execute. This is gonna put in data that we can work with and try out the bot with into the database using those schemas. Again, this is something that I've also done already, but it should also be done in a very short amount of time. Now, the last thing we need to do now is to figure out where is this API going to run on my machine. So to do that, I'll right-click on the project, I'll go to debug, and I'll find a property which is called app URL. So go ahead and copy it, and then finally run the project. So Once we have the app URL, we can actually start configuring the bot, because now we know where what the URL is that the bot needs to talk to. So go ahead and get back into the files and get into the dynamic dialog bot folder. And in here is all the code for the bot itself. So double click on the solution file. And in here, there's actually two different things that we need to configure. The first one is to use that app URL. So get into the solution explorer and then expand the services folder. And in here, there's a file which is called responseService.cs. And you'll find a your API endpoint in the endpoint property here. So let's go ahead and replace that with that app URL that we copied from the API project. And the last thing is to get into the web.config file. In here, if you already have a Microsoft App ID and a Microsoft App password for your bot, you can use that. But if you just want to try this out in the bot emulator and see how things work, you can actually just leave these two fields empty. Now, much like the API project, we need to figure out where this project is going to run. A great way of doing that, again, is just to go into the properties. At this time, we go into the web section, and then we look for a property which is named project URL. Let's go ahead and copy this one and run the project. Now that it's starting, we can actually get into the bot framework channel emulator. In here, at the enter your endpoint URL, we need to put in that project URL. So we'll paste it, we'll add API and then a / messages, and then we'll click on connect. Now at this point, if this is the first time you're running it, it may take a little time to warm up the database and have things sort of waking up and coming through the service into the bot framework channel emulator. But now we can start exploring this this bot, and we can click on buttons and see what it's able to do. So what you should be aware of at this point is that all of this data, all these buttons and cards, is coming from that Azure SQL database. This is the data that we actually inserted via that SQL query. So this sample is really a great way of building a dynamic bot which is powered by that data storage, which creates an ability for you to have lots of different types of responses, and that makes the bot much, much, much more personal. So with that, I hope you enjoyed the video and have fun with the sample.